1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Anywhere in the United States, you can give us a call about whatever it is that you may be wanting to talk about, whether it's personal issues or political issues, whatever it is that is on your mind. Again, 1-800-259-9231. This is not Ian, it's Torgo.
And Johnson.
And Mike D. Hiya, buddies.
And Mike D. from Red Bar Radio, joining us live from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Through the wonders of the U.S. telephone system.
That's right. We've got sunny Sarasota and windy Chicago. We've got sun and wind. It's like a weather fest.
You know what we don't have?
What's that?
Ian or Mark.
That's right.
Actually, Ian is here with you.
And that sounded kind of like Bill O'Reilly.
Sorry.
What say you, Mike D?
There's a lot. Hey, is it okay if we use my chat room? Can I plug that? Because there's people in there now, and they're talking about your show.
If people want to chat, that's fine, but we have no officially sponsored chat room.
I heard about that in your forums.
There are people hanging out in the RedBarRadio.com chat room. Just go to RedBarRadio.com/chat, and you don't need to register or anything. Just type in a name. You'll jump in there.
But
it's Flash-based.
If there's any drama, if anyone starts causing any trouble, well, you guys are going to just have to deal with it on your own.
Exactly.
I actually can moderate my chat, so.
Yeah, but don't bother.
I know, because I'm too interested in doing the show.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And since you're all going to be futzing around online anyway, in the chat room and stuff, you might as well also head over to our website at freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system with over 111,000 posts.
Half of which are my spam emails.
That's very possibly true. The only reason I know that is because today I was posting and I noticed that my post was number 111,111. So my post was just a bunch of ones made me happy.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm very easily amused by things like that.
Do you like the numerology?
Numerology? Yeah. No, I don't know. I've never gotten into numerology.
Well, a lot of people would call that if you're superstitious about numbers. I mean, does it matter that your post was 1111?
No, it just looked cool in the post count.
That would be thinking numbers look cool.
Torgo's just a bunch of ones and zeros.
No, I'm just one big zero. That's all. So anyway, we will be talking about whatever it is that's on people's minds. We've got all kinds of stuff here if you don't bring anything to the table, including a judge getting caught playing solitaire in court.
Ooh!
Several more reasons to be careful about what you put on your MySpace
profile.
Bloomberg's
going to fire him.
Bloomberg? Okay. Let's see. We have a story about how Scott McClellan's mom is a complete whack job. Complete whack job. George Bush being awful as usual. And a story about Chicago there, Mr. Mike D.
Ooh, yeah. I live in that city.
You do. Apparently, I don't know, are you aware of the fact that they have banned foie gras in Chicago?
No, I just had it last week, I swear to God. I swear to God, I just had that for the first time last week.
Did you
in
really?
Chicago. Yes. On top of a hamburger. Foie gras is duck liver.
Or goose liver, or...
Yeah. Yeah. I had the duck liver.
And you had it on a burger.
Where did you have foie gras on a hamburger?
This place called Rocket Bar and Grill. We were going to have our launch party there. We were eating dinner, and they serve a Kobe beef burger with foie gras on the top.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God.
How much does something like that run?
It's a $20 burger.
And how was it?
It wasn't that great. I've had better.
I can imagine.
I like White Castle.
I bet that would go good on a slider.
Have you ever been to a Cheeburger?
No, I haven't. I haven't been out on the West Coast much.
And this does prove something about Free Talk Live, by the way, that we will talk about whatever's on your mind.
You take control of the show.
Right now we're talking about sandwiches, pressing issues, sandwiches and foie gras. Well, anyway, the only reason I brought that up is because there's apparently a ban that's going to go a little bit farther that's being proposed at the moment. That's looking to possibly ban all fatty foods.
The war on birds.
Wait. They're looking to ban? Oh, are we going to get into that later, or do you want to talk about it
now? We're going to talk about it. We can talk about it now, actually, since we're already on it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me just bring this up here real quick.
So, generally, while you're bringing it up, what are they talking about banning? I mean, how are they going to go about banning all fatty foods? I mean, come on.
Well,
realistically, this can't happen.
Chicago Finance Committee Chairman Edward Burke has an ordinance pending that would ban Chicago grocers. First thing he wants to do is ban local grocers from selling meat that's been treated with carbon monoxide to make it look pink. That's the first thing he wants to do. So,
wow.
If you sell deli meat or something like that in your store that
After all of Chicago's crime problems are stopped.
Right. No, yeah. No, don't even worry about that. Crime, you know, it's a real crime to poison our citizens with carbon monoxide meat.
Nah.
And he says that law might be a good jumping-off point to target French fries and other fast food that's cooked in oil and food that's processed or loaded with additives and preservatives. So, yeah, he's going to just start regulating people's diets. That's his goal, is to mandate by law people's diets.
But why duck liver? Duck liver doesn't seem to be that fatty.
It is exceedingly fatty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just kind of like fat paste is what you end up with when you're done.
So they're going to be telling people that they can't eat fat paste.
Yeah. Well, they've already done that. They've already done that. There's a list here of...
Is that what you brush your teeth with, by the way, Torgo?
What?
Oh, fat paste?
Fat paste? That's nice. Thanks. So far, the Chicago City Council has already banned the sale of foie gras in the city. They've banned cell phone use while driving cars, another thing they just banned. Then they've proposed, here are the things they've currently proposed, as opposed to proposing, you know, new anti-violent crime legislation or anything like that. They have a proposed bill to force local cab drivers to wear uniforms.
Oh, wait, this is humorous because whenever you start talking about banning fatty food and banning smoking and all this stuff, for those who have seen, you know, any sort of pop culture, I'm a sci-fi fan, Demolition Man comes to mind, always.
Yeah.
And it comes to mind because it's a movie about a future where everyone up above ground, basically, the people who want freedom have kind of fled below ground. People who, you know, eat red meat, want to swear, you know, watch porn, smoke, anything that could be even remotely questionable. All these people have fled below ground, and all the people up above have, like, they listen to commercials instead of music. They all have, like, pressed clothing and these crazy outfits.
Yeah. Remember the guy who played Otho from Beetlejuice? He was in Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Shadick.
This house is possessed.
People don't have any physical contact with one another. They won't shake hands because of fear of spreading germs. Nobody's allowed to have any sort of sexual contact
unless there's licenses.
Yeah, the three seashells, I don't know about how that's relative to law, but who knows? You know, you never know. Maybe there'll be a law where you can't touch yourself because it could be dirty. You know, who knows?
It absolutely is dirty, and I can't believe you'd mention that on the air.
Yeah, you're racialist.
I don't know. It's just the first thing that popped up in my brain. All right, well, if you have any local ordinances that you know of that are being introduced that just might be as ridiculous as forcing cabbies to wear uniforms or banning fatty food, give us a call. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear how your local legislators are wasting everyone's time and money in the most ridiculous ways possible. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
That's right. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how
you want. So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It certainly is. I don't know. I want to do something completely different than Ian. So just to let people know, Ian's not here, but Torgo is.
And Johnson.
And Michael.
And Michael. Michael joining us remotely from Chicago. Thanks to the wonders of modern technology. Give us a call if you want to be a part of this. Also, if you are an appreciator, yes, that's a good word, appreciator of modern technology, 1-800-259-9231.
That's 800-259-9231.
Thanks. Also, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Ooh-wee!
Yes, sir, where plenty of women who appreciate Free Talk Live have taken the time to send us a photograph of themselves, and not just a regular photo, but a validated photo.
Vatoran!
What's that mean?
Why, I'll tell you what that means. A validated photo is when a lady takes a picture of herself in some way showing that she likes Free Talk Live. Maybe a sign, maybe the letters FTL spelled out in cigarettes.
And why does that help us, Torgo?
Yeah, it's nice to look at. A lot of people are under the impression that women don't listen to talk radio, and we appreciate every single one of our female listeners, and we know they're out there, so this just kind of shows people that there are women who listen to talk radio, and you should stop being such misogynistic jerks.
Women is... they're nice.
You probably need to be quiet.
Right, absolutely. Also, everybody, you do need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. Oh, and smaller, less intrusive government. I've never done this read before.
It's amateur night on Free Talk Live.
Now, Ian has been doing all of the reads for the past month or 2 months since I on the nights that I come in and do this show, so I've never done this read.
I've got them memorized if you need help.
Anyway, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
That's right.
All right, Johnson, you had something that you brought in about death machines.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk about death bots.
Okay, and so it's not the movie Death Machine, though.
No, not the movie Death Machine, although if you hate robots, that's a good one. Well, there's kind of a quote here I want to start off this article with. It's from CNN, and the quote is from, I believe it's one of the correspondents, the news correspondents, Brent Sadler, who's on assignment in Afghanistan. He says, "As I stood talking into a camera on a remote airstrip in Kandahar, a predator drone circled the sky, putting me into its sights with its high-precision cameras, and just a trigger away from being turned into the charred remains of a Hellfire missile."
That sounds like a good place to be. Just standing underneath a machine that can kill you instantly from who knows how far away.
Well, what's interesting and what I want to talk about here is, I don't know, it seems so weird that now there are these just automated gliders with radar and cameras that can be remote controlled that can just incinerate people. You know, just completely bring down destruction.
Just rain down hellfire and brimstone on innocent villages.
I mean,
what does brimstone mean?
Sulfur. It's sulfur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Supposedly. We don't really know.
Did you hear that from a movie?
Well, no, I've looked up what brimstone is supposed to be, but it's a Bible term.
Yeah, it's actually mythical. Brimstone doesn't actually exist because it's the rock that's supposed to be what hell is made from.
Jesus!
And so brimstone can't actually exist because hell doesn't exist. And neither does heaven. Moving along.
1-800-259-9231. My microphone just jumped away from me as I was getting ready to give out the number. I don't think it wanted me to bring that controversy onto the air.
We take your calls about anything.
Most anything.
I would like to talk to people who want to disagree with me on that last statement, if they want to, you know, if they want to try and convince me.
Okay, so anyway, back to the death robots that have nothing to do with Jesus.
That brimstone is real.
Okay.
Brimstone isn't real.
It's make-believe.
So, moving right along, they talk about this this being a flexible war machine, and go on to say, "It was an eerie feeling on the airstrip in Kandahar Airfield in southern Afghanistan. The plane was a long way off and out of eyesight, as it typically was on such missions. In essence, it's a silent killer. If it's below 15,000 feet, you might hear the drone of the engine. But it's virtually impossible to see at that altitude, and it's so difficult to detect by radar and very difficult for an enemy plane to shoot down. In Afghanistan, there are no enemy planes to worry about, so the Predator spying goes unchallenged." We completely dominate Afghanistan and Iraq. There's no question that our military might there is... it's completely unsurpassed. I mean, there's almost no challenge. There's a challenge to our ground troops, but I mean, if we really wanted to just completely destroy these people, there's no question that we could.
So then that brings the question, which I don't agree with any of the military action that we're taking, but why don't we? I mean, what's stopping our, like, violent warmongering administration from just destroying these places outright?
Innocent people, right?
I would assume so, but...
You would assume so, but that hasn't been a concern so far.
Yes, it has.
In what fashion? They're bombing places. They're killing innocent people left and right every
day. Yeah, but I mean, like I said before this war, I wish they would have started with the edge of the country and just dropped bombs till it met the middle. I think we would have been done with this. We could have let everything regrow, the plants, the trees, the fish, the birds, and started a nice little America 2
right,
over
but,
there.
But what happens is you have those people who flee the country, and you killed their entire family, and then they just spend, you know, 20 years or whatever building up every single resource they can and planning to do whatever they can. Like, for example, you know, how long was it ago that we had the first war with Iraq and, you know, 9/11. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you do that, when you start bombing these country and killing people's families.
Well,
I don't know.
That's what happens in war, Johnson. Innocent people die, families die, and people have to rebuild.
Well,
that's a war.
Right, and that's what we need to stop.
And that's okay?
It's not okay, but I mean, you know, people do wars. They like that. President Bush, he likes those wars.
He does.
So what are you going to do?
He does like the wars. Does that make it okay as well?
No, I don't think wars are okay.
Okay, I'm just...
But what do you do when, like, the Nazis are coming, you know?
Well, you got to stop paying for it is what's got to happen. You know, right now we live in a country where the government is taxing us more than 50% of our income, and that those taxes go to support war, primarily. I mean, what is it? It's over 70% of the government's budget goes to military spending.
Well, since we're talking about this, I've actually got some information about some money that's going into this whole Iraqi conflict
okay.
and everything, and it's just missing. Just flat out missing. And it's been under investigation for a while. But the president's response to this investigation is absolutely amazing. Now, have you, either of you, heard anything about the $21 billion that's just completely unaccounted for?
No.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Wow.
Okay. I think I heard Bill Maher talking about it.
Perhaps. Well, one of the things is $9 billion has gone missing without a trace in Iraq, as well as $12 billion in cash that the Pentagon flew into Iraq straight from the Federal Reserve's vaults via military transport. They flew $12 billion in U.S. currency straight into Iraq. We'll talk about where that may possibly be and what's being done to try and find it when we come back. We'll also take your calls toll-free 1-800-259-9231. If you happen to know where the money is, everyone else would like to find out. We'll be back with more in just a moment. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hate it or love it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal-Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And it is Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mike D. from RedBarRadio.com.
Yes, from RedBarRadio.com. And you can go to our website at FreeTalkLive.com, and take advantage of the archives. The last 6 days of the show sitting right there on the front page for you to download, completely described in a nice, quick, and easy package. And we also have BitTorrent links for the last year plus of archives sitting down at the bottom of the page. So all kinds of audio, all kinds of Free Talk Live, way more than you should ever have to listen to in one sitting. All available for you for free on the front page at freetalklive.com. Now, prior to the break, we started talking about the war and these death robots that are flying around all over the Middle East. And it brought us to the topic of some missing money that has... people are starting to look for it.
Is this like that movie Three Kings?
I know where that money was.
Yeah, that was gold, though.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is $21 billion total. $9 billion in money that was earmarked for aid and things like that. And then $12 billion... in cash, $12 billion in cash that the Pentagon flew.
What, did they send over a wrapper?
So that the Pentagon flew into Iraq straight from the Federal Reserve vaults via military transports, and there's been little or no accounting for it. Now,
wait, little or no, there's a big difference.
Well, I'm gonna,
in that case, when you're talking about that much money, little or no accounting, huge difference.
Oh, man. Well, I just want to cover this here. The money, the word of the missing money first came up in 2004, and Congress passed legislation creating the Office of Special Inspector General. Assuming that the...
Hello, my name is Jacques Cousteau, I'm the special...
Jacques Cousteau?
Yeah,
really?
The special...
Inspector General of Fish?
Everywhere yes. I go, I hear those damn birds. Jacques Cousteau,
man.
What a hack that guy was.
Oh, God.
Riding around on boats, looking at fishies.
Wearing his little hat.
Complaining about the noise of innocent birds.
Or, what's the name, isn't it the name of the guy from the Pink Panther?
That's Clouseau.
That's Jacques Clouseau, right?
I don't think it was Jacques.
Was it,
who was it? It was just Inspector Clouseau.
Inspector Clouseau, okay.
Yeah. Unless he had a first name, I don't know. But when they created the Office of Special Inspector General, they assumed the new agency would root out the problem and figure out why all that taxpayer money had disappeared and be all efficient like all government programs are. Well... that didn't quite work. The new inspector general went to work and came up with a report in early 2006 that, you know, was pretty scathing, kind of reprimanded the administration for all of the rebuilding that wasn't taking place. He found cases of double billing by contractors, payments for work that was never done, you know, other types of scandalous things. But even with all of that, he couldn't come up with more than $1 billion in discrepancies. Now, there's $21 billion that they're trying to account for. And he's been able to find one. Well, it turns out the reason why is because he wasn't really looking all that hard. When the Boston Globe this April broke the story that President Bush had quietly been setting aside over 750 acts passed by Congress, claiming that he had the... I don't know if you heard about this. He had like 750 acts. He was just like, I'll just kind of set those over here because I have the authority as unitary executive and as commander-in-chief to just ignore those laws. Well, he also chose to ignore the one that was established, that was used to establish the Special Inspector General post for Iraq. What the president did was he wrote a signing statement. Now, a signing statement is, I sign this bill into law under the condition that this and this and this and this happens.
Right.
So he wrote a signing statement saying that the new Inspector General would have no authority to investigate any contracts or corruption issues involving the Pentagon. So Congress creates the special office to investigate corruption in the Pentagon, and the president says, oh, yeah, okay, great, I'll sign that into law. He is now able to investigate corruption anywhere except for the Pentagon. There you go. And then he appointed his friend to the position.
Are you implying that there's corruption going on in the Pentagon?
Well, I'm not implying that there is or is not. I'm actually flat out stating that this guy's goal was to investigate and find out whether or not there was corruption in the Pentagon. And his position was created for that purpose, but then secretly that authority was taken away from him.
Right. Instead, there's definitely corruption in the executive branch of the government, which is, you know, one person. And that that Bush basically took a job that was supposed to inspect the Pentagon and instead just turned it into a place where his friend could sit and do nothing and collect money.
So kind of like a lounge. Kind of like a lounge.
Yeah, loser's lounge.
Okay.
Now, one of the things, like I kind of hinted at this here, but you'd think that someone who was given the job to investigate the Pentagon, who then was put into his office being told he couldn't do his job, would go, hey, wait a minute, what's this? That's not what my job is. My job is to investigate these things, and now you're telling me I can't? Well, yeah. Not in this case. Special Inspector General Stuart Bowen?
No, because it was his friend, and his friend was being told, here, you're going to get this job where you do nothing, and you're going to make a huge salary.
Yeah, this guy was Deputy General Counsel for George Bush when he was the governor of Texas, and he's worked with him for years and years and years. So it's just like, here, I'll put you in this meaningless position, and we'll report on a couple little things, and we'll placate people.
What did you call that, when he signs that in the law, but with conditions?
Signing statement.
Signing statement. Now, do those signing statements last between presidencies?
The signing statement is a part of the law.
Okay, so that signing statement is permanent. I was just wondering if those signing statements could ever just be easily revoke the signing statement and then the entire law goes into effect, which could totally change a lot of things with a new president.
The law would have to be amended, and the new president would have to sign the amended version minus the signing statement.
Okay,
in order
so basically
for
the same as just getting... Well, that is interesting, actually, because when you think about it, then that still leaves all this open power with the president.
Right.
The office of the president now has a ridiculous amount of power to simply just go in and start changing laws, because they're, you know, he can just flip things. Basically, what this president is doing is setting up laws that can be switched on and off.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, the president himself cannot remove a signing statement from a law. He can't make a change to any portion of the law.
Okay.
But he can make a call for Congress to reexamine the law and make some changes, you know, like some just little insignificant change. Let's say, oh, well, I think the penalty for this should be 10 years instead of 5 years. And he puts it into Congress. And Congress is like, okay. And they make the modification and they submit it to him for signing. He's like, 10 years. And then followed immediately by the rest of your life. You know, just sign that in there in the signing statement, and there you go. That's what he can do. So he can call for little changes and then apply signing statements to the laws.
Right.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, he did something. Didn't he do something like that with the wiretapping thing? Or he was listening in on the phone calls, didn't he?
Well, with the wiretapping, no, one of the things that he has been doing is because... Now, laws that he has been signing into effect, he's been placing signing statements on these laws to modify them. Laws that are already in place, he'll just flat out ignore. He'll just say, oh, well, those don't apply. I'm the chief executive, and I'm choosing not to enforce that law.
Well, speaking of the wiretapping thing, don't you have something on that as well? But they're doing wiretapping now in a totally different way?
Yes, I do. We'll talk about that and whatever else may happen to be on your mind. We've got calls on the line. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You're all holding. We'll be back to you and taking whatever calls or whatever it is you want to talk about. I can't even speak tonight. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free 1-800-259-9231. It's the Thursday edition of the show. No, it's not, because it's Friday. It's the Friday edition of the show. Good Lord, I am so useless
what
tonight.
What day of the week is it? I don't know.
Right. I'm doing really well. Anyway, this is Torgo.
And Johnson.
And your Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice.
Is it time to play Tickling Those Ivories?
Tickling Those Ivories.
All right. What are you going to play for us?
I think I'm going to play a rendition of Terry Schiavo's death song.
She had one?
Yeah, it went like this. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dead.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
So, if you want to write anything about Mike D., you can do so at the wiki at freetalklive.com. Let's go to our website.
Ian's going to get so many complaints.
Oh, I know. I can't believe we decided to have him on. But it's a co-host-only edition of the show, and Mike has co-hosted the show before.
I'm in bed with Free Talk Live.
All right.
Speaking of things, actually, I just want to bring something up. Anybody who was listening last week, we kind of got into a big argument, myself and Mark and Ian.
Yes, you certainly did.
And we argued over environmentalism, and we spoke with about an article written by a, as Ian and Mark like to put it, a so-called libertarian atheist by the name of Michael Shermer.
I actually have a clip from that that little argument, by the way.
Oh, yeah, do you? Let's hear it.
Oh,
good! With the that was good. Now put it at the end.
I did.
Dunce.
I absolutely did. I just didn't clear everything else out.
Okay, so... anyway...
Ian has left the monkeys to run the show this evening.
Yeah, apparently. So...
I'm glad this is happening tonight as opposed to tomorrow, though.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah.
So we talked about that, and we ended up getting into a heated debate over the environment because Michael Shermer wrote an article where he called for activism but didn't spell that out. So I've invited Michael Shermer to be on the show. It's not going to be tonight because I want to have him on when Ian and Mark are around. So I have invited him, and hopefully he'll accept, and hopefully we'll have him next week. I'm not sure, but we will hopefully have
him. Wait. What's the argument about the environment? Who stands where?
Well, I stand basically. What has happened is a well-known environmental libertarian atheist who went to some environmental conferences has basically said that, look, you know, there's enough information out there. The scientists are saying enough things that we need to start taking some action. We need to be activists and start doing something about the environment because, you know, evidence is showing and science is showing that, look, it's carbon dioxide that's causing global warming, and that within, you know, possibly within the next 100 years here, we're going to see some, you know, temperature rises that are
that's
going
cool.
to be that are going to be enough to melt the ice, the glaciers, and basically it's going to raise the water level enough to move a lot of people because they're going to have to move away from the shores when that water level rises.
Move to Chicago. It's a big city. It's safe.
It's elevated. Chicago wouldn't be underwater. That's for
exactly.
Sure.
And if things are warmer, it'll be great.
That's true as well. But the only problem with that is that when you move 500 million people off the shores,
that's why we have to make
jobs
sure
and housing.
Yeah, well, let's hope that they don't get that chance to move, if you know what I'm saying. Let's hope the water.
All you shoreline dwellers,
wave
Mike D pool. Wants you dead.
I don't want you
but,
dead, but
we live in Florida, Mike, over here.
I don't.
Econ
okay.
Five.
When somebody comes to me, and if they put it this way, wouldn't it? If somebody came to you and said, "Hey, would you want to live in a world with less people and a warmer climate?" You'd be like, "Yeah."
With less people and less land.
Yeah, that
I mean, the
good.
Land that they're currently occupying is also going to be unavailable, so it's not really going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just, you know my stance on life and all that.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got Michael Shermer.
You just don't like Floridans or Texans.
Not a fan.
So we've got Michael Shermer coming in when Ian and Mark are back in town and you're on the show to try and settle all of this, and maybe he can clarify a little bit what he meant when he was calling people to get active.
Right. I just felt that it would be good since we talked about him and then, you know, Ian and Mark lost their minds. That
right,
because
you stayed calm.
Right, because we should actually have the person who brought it up to talk about it. I wasn't talking about, you know, the state of calmness. I was actually talking about the fact that they lost their logical mind.
Ah, okay, I got it now. All right, well, speaking of people who don't have a firm grasp on reality, we're going to go to the phones and go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Torgo Johnson and Mike D.
That's me. I resemble that remark.
Absolutely. So what's going on?
Yeah, I happen to love the cold, so, and I'll be one of those, you know, people that are out.
Really?
Outed. I love the cold. I love the winter.
You wouldn't want it to be just a few degrees warmer sometimes?
No.
What are your favorite things about the winter?
I love skiing. I love the snow. I love the cold. And I love long nights.
Do you do you ever just find yourself sitting in a meat locker?
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself just walking through a large field of snow with white furry arms and a white furry body, and then somebody goes, "Hey, it's a Yeti," and you go, "Oh my God, I'm a Yeti."
Now, who is this Mike person?
Wait, you don't know me?
Why would I know who Mike, this Red Bar Radio? I've never heard of this person.
That's a lie.
The network that carries our show also carries his show on Saturday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern. And we didn't even get to what you called in about, so hang on through the break for us if you can.
Thank
all
you.
Right. We will get right back to Matthew. I promise we're not going to go off on some tangent. At least that's my plan at the moment. And we will also take your calls. You may be on hold for a couple minutes, but we'll get to you. We promise 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. A special co-host only edition of the show while Ian and Mark are out of town. So it's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Michael.
And Michael D. We also have a website at freetalklive.com where you can go and find out about all kinds of things that are going on with the show. You could keep going to the front page and seeing if there's anything new, or you could let us tell you when something new happens by signing up for our updates list. All you have to do is put in an email address. We won't spam you. It only takes about 30 seconds, and whenever there's something new with the show, you'll find out about it. Join the updates list at freetalklive.com. Now, we're going to go back to the phones because we had Matthew on the line before we went to break, and we never got a chance to talk to him about anything. So, Matthew in Massachusetts, you are back on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Yes, Matthew from Massachusetts, but hopefully not for long.
That's good.
Anyway,
are you changing your name?
No. Well, I would be moving to New Hampshire.
Oh, I see. I didn't know if it was not for long about Matthew or Massachusetts.
No, Matthew from, hopefully it'll be Matthew from New Hampshire in about a year.
That's great.
Less than that. Anyway, are you so you got either of you guys going up to the Pork Fest or what?
Yeah, I'm actually going.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there.
Okay.
There.
I'm not. It's over there for you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be able to make it.
I'm not sure. Probably not at this point. But I don't. Maybe. Maybe.
Is Tweedledum and Tweedledum are going to make it?
I don't know. I think that they've spent the travel budget for the year, so.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping to meet them.
I know they've talked to the Free State Project about having the project send them up there. So It really all depends.
Yeah, the goal is to be able to, if they're going to go up to Porkfest, they're going to want to be able to broadcast from there. So
and kind of make it into
that's
doing
what I was hoping
show.
That they were going to do. I was hoping they were going to have a broadcast.
Well, if you want to see that happen and you are a Free State Project member, let the Free State Project know that that's what you'd like to see.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I just hope it might be a little bit too late to do that. But
it might be a little bit too late. Yeah. We couldn't get it to work out logistically last year, and I don't know what's been done as far as that goes this year because Ian normally handles that, but I know it's something that the Free State Project has expressed an interest in. It's just it's hard to work out the details when you're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere to be able to get the lines that we need. And
especially his condition right now, Ian, that is.
What's that?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
Oh, maybe he doesn't want me saying it's, he's
you know
got
what?
A disease.
We'll save that for later.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so,
and and as far as, Johnson, the thing goes with the environmental activism guy there who calls himself a libertarian. Now, my main concern is what was he wanting to do as far as the activism goes?
He didn't really spell it out, so that's what you got to tune in next Friday. We're going to talk to him directly, you know, hopefully this next Friday, and we're gonna find out. We're going to ask him.
All right.
We're going to have him spell it out directly.
Right.
All right. And one more thing, Torgo.
Yes, sir.
You need to control your prostitutes when they come online.
I know. Yeah. They're getting a little bit out of hand. That Maddie Streets.
You're into that, Torgo?
Well, I got to make my money somehow.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Matt.
All right. Well, we're going to. I'm just looking to see if we've got time here. We can.
Nope.
We don't. All right. Mark, hang on the line. I know this is going to be a long one, but hang on the line. We'll get to you at the top of the second hour, and we'll take your calls as well. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Hopefully hour two will actually work a whole lot better than hour one. We'll see. Maybe I can wake up. Anyway, we're taking your calls about anything. This is it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...